we are going to win the first world war. We're going to see to it that you have a consolidated state that extends from Arabia northward into the Levant, including Iraq. And with the same breath, they tell the Jewish population that you are entitled to a national homeland of your own in Palestine. They were lying to someone, and as the years unfolded, it turned out British colonialism was lying to the Arabs and was trying to honor its word to the Jews. In 1947, this was after World War II, and all of the details that go with World War I, the interwar years, and now the ending of World War II, we have a United Nations General Assembly resolution that says, these are words on paper, that the Jews are entitled to 53% of Palestine, the British mandated Palestine, and the Arabs are entitled to 47% of that same territory. A year later, the British leave Palestine, and then the Zionist Israelis move in and declare their illegitimate, illegal, unfounded nation, tribal state. There were skirmishes and conflict between the immediate victims of this aggression and occupation, that is the Palestinians, and now the new colonialists in the area who were to become the Zionist settlers who established this incompatible nation state in the Holy Land. In 1949, there was a ceasefire between both sides. And that ceasefire resulted in the Zionists taking control of 78% of the whole of Palestine. Now, for the first time in that geopolitical area of the world, the world itself has a problem. This was no longer to become a problem that is shedding the blood of two populations claiming one piece of territory. Now, this division was drawing in forces from outside this area. And in 1967, there was an outbreak of hostilities. A war broke out. That war, contrary to what you hear in the mainstream media, that war was launched by the Israeli occupiers, the Israeli thieves who stole the Holy Land. And they attack first Egypt, then Jordan, then Syria in a matter of 6 days. And then they occupy now more territory. It's not enough. They were not satisfied with the occupation of 1948 and 49. Now they added another large chunk to their illegitimate body. They added the Sinai, the West Bank, and the Golan Heights. This was a problem multiplier. In the summer of 1967, the United Nations issued a resolution, Security Council 242, Resolution 242, that called upon the politicians of Tel Aviv to withdraw immediately from occupied or the occupied territories, depending on whether it was the French or English translation of that document. But who do you speak to? Colonialists? Racists? Nothing doing. No one was going to withdraw from these territories. In 1982, Israel invades Lebanon. Now remember, Lebanon is supposed to be in the diplomatic parlance of the time a democratic Christian country in the Middle East, with its mosaic of people. Still, it was considered something like a democracy and a pluralist society. But now the Israelis are after Palestinian blood. They wanted to cripple or to put an end to the Palestine Liberation Organization, and they sought it out inside of Lebanon. They didn't care. Kill whom they kill. Devastate what they devastate. Those are no considerations. They went into half of that country with their military. The destruction that resulted was not any concern to them. And one of the dynamics of that summer of 1982 was the massacre of Sabra and Shatila. 3,000 Palestinians were killed in these two refugee camps that were on the outskirts of Beirut. Of course, the force that was used to do that was the Lebanese Falange, who were working in cahoots with their Israeli sponsors and bosses, one of whom was the currently debilitated Ariel Sharon. An independent Israeli commission found that he was at least partially responsible for the massacre of these 3,000 Palestinians in a very gruesome and gory manner in Sabra and Shatila. Nothing new to that general in the Israeli armed forces, who was familiar